Morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us and thanks for listening in. There's a famous quote that says that you cannot live a positive life with a negative outlook. But there's one negative foundation that takes you to a positive place that secures your positivity, the ultimate positivity. It sounds crazy, but we believe in positivity. We believe in realism. Don't make it more than it is, don't make it less than it is. Make it exactly as it is. So you cannot live a positive life with a negative outlook. But this is the only negative foundation that you need to get to that holy grail of positivity that you are trying to achieve. And this is it. I'll outline it in this podcast. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening in. And whether you want to achieve something in health, in wealth, in happiness, in relationships, there is one fundamental thing that I want to talk to you about to kind of give you the clarity to prepare you for the journey and the process, because everything is a process. If you come out here and think that you can snap into things, I know we live in the microwave culture where everybody's portraying this get six pack in 6 days, lose 100 pounds in 5 weeks, and you know, this just quick fix thing, but that doesn't work. The principles still remain. The principles of how things work on this planet, in this universe, still remain. That when you are at a certain position, most times it took you years to get there. The small increments that stack and brought you to where you are. It will take years to get there, to stack these small improvements to get you where you want to go. That's how it works. If you are 50 pounds overweight, you didn't wake up one day and eat a chunk of food that gets you to 50 pounds overweight. So therefore, you're not going to get up one morning and do something that's going to shed that 50 pounds. It's a journey. It's a process. And only those who understand this and is willing to endure and go through that journey is able to achieve any sustainable success. And you can fact check me. You can deny that, but you cannot disprove it. So here's how it works on this planet. I'm going to give you that negativity that is going to be, it sounds negative, but it's reality. But I'm going to, for the purposes of this conversation, say it is the negative foundation that takes you to the positive goal. And it is this. Let me ask you the question. If you're trying to become financially free, if you're trying to become the fittest you have ever been, if you're trying to have the best relationships, if you're trying to get to any big goal that you're trying to get to, and you have mapped out your plan, you've set your schedule, you have set out your steps, and you get a pretty much good understanding of what it's going to take you to get to that goal. My question to you is, what if it takes 10 times more effort and time than you expected? Will you still do it? The goal that you have in any area of your life, what if it takes 10 times more effort, time, and money than you planned? Would you still do it? So here's the negative that we're talking about. Every time you set out to get to something, accept that it is quite likely, there's a huge possibility that whatever you have in your mind in terms of the level of difficulty and the time and the effort and the resources, expect that it will take 10 times as much of all these ingredients that I just talked about. 10 times as much time to get to the body you want. 10 times as much effort to get to build the business you want. 10 times as much problems to overcome along the way. Accept that it will 10x and be determined that you will still do it. So every journey, every mission, every goal that you set out to achieve, accept to yourself that here is the foundation upon which I'm getting there. Even if it takes 10 times, as long the resources and the effort, I am still going to do it. And that is the negative that will take you to the ultimate positive that you're setting out to achieve. Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure. Make it short and quick and sweet this morning. Have a good day. See you on the next podcast.